Hi, welcome to English Marathon. This is Jeffrey. Hello, 大家好，欢迎收听英文口语马拉松，我是 DJ 叶童桥，坚持为大家提供地道、简单、实用的英文口语。And you're listening to Weekend Special Edition. The weather is getting hotter, so guys, be careful. 那天气越来越热了。Hope you can enjoy your weekend. And let's brush upon what we had this week. 我们首先来回顾一下本周都学到了什么内容呢？Number one, we have crank it up, 表示发动的意思，发动汽车 crank it up. 那生活当中呢，还有一类人属于特别爱挑刺儿的人，鸡蛋里挑骨头，这个短语就叫做 have a bone to pick up with somebody. 那 bone 这个短语不仅可以表示鸡蛋里爱挑骨头，我们还学习了一个叫做 dry as bone, 表示非常干、非常渴的意思 dry as bone.It's summer, we'll always dry as bone, right? So drink more water, okay? 那最近呢，也有一群特殊的人群啊，在辛苦地准备着他们人生中非常重要的一些考试，比如说中考或者是高考的孩子们。你相信他们最近都在 bone up, 表示在紧张的复习状态当中 bone up. And next word is off, take off.Take off 有脱下，当然还有起飞的意思，表示 The plane will take off soon. 如果大家坐飞机的时候注意去听空姐讲什么，那你会经常听到这个短语 We will take off soon. 但是好像各大航空公司的这个口语能力还是有时候蛮让人着急的啊。Anyway, next word is pants. Pants is a very interesting word.关于 pants 这个单词，我们在上周当中学到了 have ants in one's pants, 让人坐立不安，因为裤子里面钻进了蚂蚁。Okay, and number two, we have wear pants in a family. 在家里当家做主的。So who wears the pants in your family? 那你们家谁 wear the pants? 当然，如果被某人撞见，尴尬的情况，我们还会说 be caught with pants down. 裤子还没有系上来就被别人撞见了。确实 very embarrassing, right?And as for yesterday, 那我们昨天讲到了一个短语叫做 kick the bucket. Kick the bucket 表示什么呀？寿终正寝的意思，表示逝去的意思。Okay, so next time you can replace die with kick the bucket. 那当然，下次就可以不用再说 die 这个词了。能够把你的这整个口语能力提升一个逼格哦。Okay.Anyway, hope you guys enjoy this week's show. 希望大家还能够喜欢本周的学习内容。And that's all for this week. And I will see you next week on Monday. See you guys. Bye bye. Have a nice weekend.